I spend a good part of my Thanksgiving weekend listening to this. It's always great to hear whistling in a pop tune. This pop song, though, may have passed you by when it came out in 1973. But thanks to this ever-shrinking world, the Congolese song was re-released on CD a couple of years ago. The singer is Tabule Rochereau from Congo, what is now the Democratic Republic of Congo. He died on Saturday, leaving behind a lifetime of music. Tabule, as he's often known, was one of the innovators of the Congolese rhythm called soukous. Chris McCarris is a radio reporter in Detroit. He's a friend of mine and a guitarist. And a few years ago, he was on a personal mission to learn Congolese-style soukous guitar and meet the stars of soukous. Chris, is that why you ended up in the home of Tabule Rochereau in Congo?
It is, and also I had a jump start because I saw him in 98 when he was performing in New York City before about 20 people. And he wanted to go home, and I said, you know, God, I'd like to go back to Zaire, too. I'd never been there, but I'd been in Africa for a few years before, and I'd said to myself, well, geez, wouldn't it be great to find him back in his home and see how he's progressing from, you know, being an American, being lost after having been a big star, and then trying to, you know, regain his strength and maybe politics.
So just take us inside that home of Tabule Rochereau for a moment.
Well, it was in a quartier, a neighborhood of Kinshasa, and you'd go to the end of this dirt road. I rode my motorcycle to the end of the dirt road, knocked on the compound door, and there was quite a bit of space between the door and then the house. That means there was a yard, so that already meant, you know, he's significant. Inside, there were adult kids. There were little kids. You couldn't tell who where the kids came from, but at one point, I talked to a young woman about my age, you know, late 20s, early 30s. And I asked her, well, you know, so how many kids does your dad have? Hmm. And the woman turned toward a brother and said, how many kids does dad have? About 70.
70 children. When you met Tabule, he told you about another singer, the late, great Franco. And here's what he said about Franco under Mobutu the dictator.
Mobutu, he put Franco 18 days in prison in Dolo. Because he refused to sing for him.
Wow, so he put him in prison for a few days because he refused to sing for the president. Did Tabule Rochereau ever have to compromise his own politics in order to be a star in Zaire under Mobutu? Did he ever have to kowtow?
Well, it's a little bit unclear, but let's listen to the tape.
Mobutu never asked me to sing for him, but I sang by myself. He didn't give me any cent for that.
He's saying there that he never sang for him and that he was never asked, and that his rival in the industry, Franco, got more caught up and got lost in the battle with Mobutu, and somehow he, Tabule, stayed above the fray.
What will you recall most about being in Tabule's company in Kinshasa, Chris?
Well, I envied him. I mean, he had it all. And Tabule's mark is that hundreds of singers around Africa wanted to be like him and still do.
Chris McCarris speaking with us from WDET in Detroit about his memories of meeting the late and great Congolese musical innovator Tabule Rochereau. Let's go out with a song that was a big hit for Tabule when it came out in 1966. This one, though, was slowed down soukous, more of a listening song than a dancing song. It's called Mokolo Nakokufa, which means the day of my death. From a time when Tabule had been thinking about death, though, according to those who knew him, not his own. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for being with us.